You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome. This is Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, and it is great to have you here on this Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. We're gonna get through this show, and we're going to try to distract ourselves from some crazy weather happening here in Wisconsin. Hopefully, we can get an update and keep you guys informed. I know that Civic Media's Brittany Merlot said that there is a tornado touching down near Stevens Point. But I don't want to misspeak. So if we can get someone or if we can get you an update, we will do that. But wherever you are in the state at this moment, stay safe because there is some crazy weather out there. It looks very ominous here in downtown Green Bay. There's a little bit of wind. I think we're expecting a thunderstorm, but I know in other parts of the state, it is very different, a very different story. So let us just stay safe, folks. We will keep you updated as we find things out throughout the show. In between our tomfoolery and our guests and our laughter and all kinds of stuff. Conrad, how are we doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. It wouldn't be an episode of Nightlight if we didn't get weather talk out of the way somehow. Whether it's gorgeous weather or crazy weather, we tend to talk about it for a minute or two up front.
Yeah, you know, I could do a little meteorologist myself, but...
You think so?
I think we should let someone else do it tonight instead of myself.
See if we can get Brittany or something. You could do a five-day forecast if you wanted to. I don't want to dissuade you.
Yeah, it's dark outside now. It usually is, like, sunny, so...
He's not the best color game... He's not the best color guy in the business for nothing, folks. Welcome to Nightlight. As I mentioned, we will keep you posted with the weather, but we've got a really fun show here. And if you are in a not-so-safe place, please tune in from your basement or whatever, and we'll try to keep you posted. But in the meantime, we've got a lot going on here tonight. It's a Thursday night, which means we give you a popcorn pick of the week. Tonight... My guest for the popcorn pick is Abdi Velasco. He is the new owner of, well, he is the owner of Rise and Shine, a new gelato place here in downtown Green Bay. Conrad and I have been eating it by the pounds, and we thought, what better way than to give to get out a popcorn pick of the week with someone who makes snacks. They also have other really cool stuff there too in the gelato shop, Rise and Grind. Did I say Rise and Shine? I think it's right. It's Rise and Grind.
Rise and Grind, yeah. Not Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine.
But after you Rise and Shine, go down to Rise and Grind and get some coffee and some gelato.
I feel like Rise and Shine might be copyrighted somewhere, so.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like three. Do you know Pat Riley copyrighted three-peat?
Really?
What a jerk. How can you copyright something? Some stuff should not be copyrightable. Like, I know there are certain things with the NFL that we can't say, or the big tournament. In basketball every spring, like, it's just kind of silly.
Yeah.
But whatever. The law's the law, Conrad. I am not a lawbreaker. I do try to live by the law. Abdi will be here at 6:35 to give us the popcorn pick of the week and tell you a little bit about his new business, which, as I mentioned, is delicious. And then tonight, this is extra special. We've got two in-studio guests tonight, a Nightlight tonight. The guys or girls... Last time it was just guys, right?
From
Comedy City. They will be here. Comedy City to Pier. They're going to do some fun games here, some improv games in the studio. You won't want to miss that. We had a lot of fun talking to those guys last time they were here. And there's your guest. Are we ready? Can we handle that much funny in the studio? Multiple funny people doing improv. Are we equipped? Do we have enough microphones?
Yep.
You think so?
We're all good.
Said that pretty confidently. We'll see. All right. Very good. I would like to extend tonight a special shout out. I lost a very good friend this morning. He was my confirmation sponsor, and he was one of the first people my family met. He and his wife, Sandy, were the first people we met when we moved to Marinette from Chicago when I was in junior high. His name is John Corwin, and he was just an absolutely wonderful, amazing, enthusiastic, salt of the earth human being. And he passed away this morning, and it just won't be the same for our family. You know, rarely in your life do you meet people and get to know them well enough where they feel like family, where you feel completely comfortable around them. But John is one of those people. He and his wife, Sandy, they were very good to our family when we moved to Marinette. And they would watch us when my parents went away. And I've got four brothers and sisters. They did not have kids at the time. They ended up having three kids, Elizabeth, John, and Michael. And they all have families of their own now. And they're just like extended family. It's like you don't miss a beat. And they are just truly lovely people. And they lost John tonight, their dad and husband. I'm sorry, they lost him this morning. And he will be missed. Rest in peace, John Corwin. Truly a wonderful human being. And pretty damn funny, too. I'll tell you something, Conrad. I come from what I would call kind of a funny family. My kids make me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. My aunts and uncles made me laugh. Humor has always been part of my existence. And I was not expecting to meet someone so funny when I moved to this little town in Wisconsin. And John was hilarious, very witty, very funny, and a very warm human being. So, as I said, rest in peace, John. You will be missed. And I love you, buddy. So, all right. Conrad, are you crying?
Sorry.
You welling up a little bit there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know how to bring it. I think I would have been a great, like, Barbara Walters. Did you ever watch a Barbara Walters interview? She had a knack for making people cry, celebrities.
Mm.
I don't know what she did, but she got them going, and they would start openly crying.
I think Pat McAfee does that.
Yeah, right. For different reasons. He cries because he has to listen to Aaron Rodgers' nonsense.
You know, I watched something funny last weekend, and it was Pat McAfee got in the wrestling ring.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
And after, like, he faced someone that's, like, probably, like, I don't know, he was 6'7", 300 plus, probably, just a ginormous human. Oh, and Pat McAfee lost. You know, it's fake.
Really?
It's obviously, it's fake, but still at the same time, it's still going to hurt.
Well, yeah.
So he took a picture of himself after it, and his whole chest was fully red. Because of how many slaps he had, like
open-handed slaps.
Yeah,
boy, that's more painful than you think it would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's like I'm in hell.
Have you ever seen those? I'm sure you have. That when the guys stand there and they slap each other as hard as they can.
Yeah,
I mean, you used to tease somebody for slapping another person. Like when we were kids and everybody's trying to be macho, it's like slap, whatever. If one of these guys slapped you, they could kill you.
Yeah. You know, actually, when I was growing up, the five-star was a huge thing. That's where, like, say you're at the water fountain.
Okay.
The bubbler.
Right.
I can't believe I just called it a water fountain. And then someone comes up behind you, just slaps you right across the back without you knowing.
Oh, yeah. That's brutal.
And they, you know, full hands.
I hate that.
Yeah. That was a big thing when I was growing up.
There are still guys in our society, and maybe some women, who are considered backslappers. That's what they're called. Yeah. And I, even when I get a hug, sometimes I'll hug my dad and he'll give me a slap in the back and it stings. I would rather be punched in the face, I think, than slapped. It's very uncomfortable and unsettling.
Yeah, no, especially if you, that right spot, like directly in the middle of the
awful.
Back, where you can't reach it after. You're like,
right.
Oh, wow, I can't reach it.
Exactly. We had a Bud, our pal Bud from Janesville, texts us overnight when he's out delivering papers from 4 to 6 a.m. every morning. He's in the 608. And what was our question last night? I'm already forgetting. Perfect weather day. What was your perfect weather day? Because we had Brittany Merlot on. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, Unabomber? Ha! You're eerily prophetic. Just kidding. It's just plain funny. Love your sense of humor. Because he asked for our address. So let's find a way to get Bud our address here at the station.
I got it to him.
Oh, you did? Okay, yep. Perfect. Look at that. The kid Conrad Krieger stepping up. He says, perfect weather day. I'm a retired teacher, but for this scenario, I'm still teaching. It's President's Day, so there is no newspaper delivery. However, school is in session. I'm in bed with my wife, and we're in a polar vortex. The actual air temp hits negative 20 Fahrenheit. I get a text from my principal. School is closed. I turn to my wife and ask her if she wants to wash the bedding today. Wink. because I made that joke. That my wife and I have so much sex, we need to wash the sheets daily.
Yeah.
Well done, bud. Listen, I don't want to encourage aberrant texts, but if you do them on your own, I'm fine with that. I think it's time, Conrad. Let's get to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, we got a good one tonight, folks. Name an athlete you cannot stand. And I need to preface this by saying Ray Lewis, it's his birthday today. And I don't dislike Ray Lewis. I just remember there was a big trial. He was involved. Somebody he was with, I think, committed a murder or something. And Ray Lewis, as I understand it, did not want to rat out his friend because his friend was a pretty bad guy. I mean, Ray Lewis is a pretty tough guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get tackled by him.
I wouldn't want to get tackled by him. And if his friends are that badass, I probably would have kept my mouth shut too. I don't know what happened. I don't know the details, but he was not very well liked for a while. Now he's on TV commenting on games. He's been forgiven for his non-sins, but it just got me thinking, like, of all the athletes, a lot of people don't like Christian Laettner from when he was, you know, very good. Typically, they're, you know, really good athletes and really good, but they can spark up something that make us not be able to stand them when they're on the field, the court, or whatever. Reggie Miller was always one with me. I know. He would get under my skin because the Bulls would play the Pacers, and he would try to get in Jordan's face, and I just couldn't stand the guy. But I think my most despised athlete would have to be a safety from the Raiders named Jack Tatum, who in the 70s used to, he wouldn't even have a career now. Like, the rules have changed. But he hit Daryl Stingley so hard, it paralyzed him for the rest of his life. And he was in a wheelchair, and his son, Stingley, I can't think of his name right now, was a cornerback, Derek Stingley. But his dad was a very good wide receiver, and his career was over like that. And Jack Tatum used to headhunt. And he wasn't the only one. Gary Fensick of the Bears, all these guys used to do this. But because of what happened, I never liked Jack Tatum. What about you? You got one?
Yeah. I have a clip that actually goes with it, if you want. I can save it for after.
Yeah, let's do it after the break.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. So let us know, folks. If you have a least favorite athlete or someone you cannot stand, professional athlete, let us know. And we'll read your text on the radio. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Or if you're watching on the stream, that's fine too. On X or WGBW website or the WISS website, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. And if you're on any of these platforms, feel free to give us a like or a follow, folks. Those are always much appreciated. Other than that, great to have you with me. We got a fun show. We're going to get to know Abdi a little bit, our neighbor from the gelato store, who's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Comedy City, DePere. Funny peeps coming into the studio. After the break, Conrad is going to tell us the athlete he despises most. And I'm going to tell you what I saw on the freeway on the highway today.
And oh, here we go.
Really? No. This is awesome. And you're going to love it as someone who's a fan of the movie Cars. That's all coming up after a very short break. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. It's a Thursday, folks. Let's do it upright on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is Pete Schwab. You got Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So great to have you with me on this Thursday. Stay safe wherever you are, folks. I know there are tornadoes I believe, at least one that has touched down here in central Wisconsin, but we will get try to get some verification on that as the show progresses. But stay safe wherever you are. In the meantime, this is a popcorn pick. It's the popcorn pick of the week tonight, folks, because it's Thursday. And joining us in just a few minutes will be Abdi Velasco. He is one of the owners of Rise and Grind, a great new gelato shop here in downtown Green Bay. And then the guys or girls, last time it was just guys, from Comedy City to Pier will be here in studio performing. That'll be fun. So, Conrad, you'll enjoy this. We got to post this. I'm going to try to edit this while I'm on the air here. But this, I saw this on the way down, and I'm driving, and I pass a car that's red with all this crazy decals and everything on it. Lightning McQueen. That from the movie Cars.
Yeah, that is
an exact replica.
I've only seen it in, like, you know, car shows. Yeah. I don't think I've actually seen it out on the road, though. Like, actually Lightning McQueen out there.
It was amazing.
And where, what part of Wisconsin do you see it? Is it like between Marinette and Green Bay? Or?
Between Marinette and Green Bay. It was probably south of, just south of Ocano. So I don't know if, like, yeah, I don't know if the owner, if they were on their way to a car show or not, but they had the license plate and everything. It said Ka-chow.
That is awesome.
So I'm sending this to you. Maybe we can post it in the stream. Yeah. I thought it was so cool. I love the movie Cars. My son and I used to watch it all the time, and it's just a great film. And a great kids movie, too, especially. So we'll post this in the chat, and you guys can check out the Lightning McQueen car. It was like an exact replica. Here's the thing, though. I think it was like a Honda Accord. It wasn't like a muscle car or anything you think would be seriously like rocking or anything. But there you go. I just sent it to you. Our question of the night is, who is a professional athlete you absolutely despise or cannot stand? On the stream earlier on social media, we got some texts. Here's Tony. He says 100% Aaron Rodgers. He was a great quarterback, but was slash is a blank person. Tony is not a fan of Aaron Rodgers. Scott on the social media stream also says Ndamukong Suh.
Yep.
I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah, he stepped on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wow. That's right. You know, he is kind of a dirty player, but like...
He really is. You can see every season, it's just he does something dirty.
He's like the new... he doesn't play anymore, right? Or does he?
No, I believe he's retired now. I think the last season he played for, he was on the Eagles, I think.
Back in the 80s, there was a player called Conrad Dobler, and he was the same way. He would just... Everybody hated the guy. And what's weird is that Ndamukong Suh, I remember he was like good friends with Warren Buffett, like this billionaire from Omaha. They were tight. And I don't know how that happened, but that made me think, well, he can't be a terrible guy off the field anyway, but he is not well-liked either. That's a good one, Scott. Thank you. Daniel Wheeler says, Shooter McGavin, the guy has no respect for the game of golf or Grandma Gilmore. All right.
That's hilarious. Yes.
I'm not falling for that. I know who
so,
that is.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yes.
So it's Kenny Barton.
Who's that? Who's Kenny Barton?
And this is the clip I have to show you why I dislike him.
Okay.
Wow, you're my favorite player. And I was wondering if you could sign my baseball. It's the one you hit a home run with.
Sure, kid. You got $50?
What?
My autograph.
It costs $50 for your autograph?
Hey, Kenny Barton's signature's worth a lot of money. I don't just give it away.
Well, I don't have any money, but I do think you're the greatest baseball player in the whole world.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I get $50 for my autograph.
Come on, Cody, let's go.
What's over there? Hold on. What's up there, Droopy? Where's the baseball, man? I want to check out the big man's signature.
I threw it in the trash.
You did? Why?
Kenny said he wouldn't sign unless I gave him $50.
What a dillweed!
Dillweed? What is that from?
So it's a show called Step by Step, and it was a sitcom in the 1990s.
Okay.
And I was on TikTok and I saw that video the other night.
So this question is perfect.
I've never seen this show ever, and that's the only clip I've ever seen. It was hilarious.
That's a good clip.
But if I'm being serious, it's Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand him.
Why is he so bad, though?
I mean, well, first dirty? Of all, dirty, but he also split up probably what could have been the greatest dynasty of all time.
Okay.
Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, all on a team.
Okay.
And he, you know, he just got super mad at KD all the time.
Yeah.
But KD started not liking him. They didn't like each other. They got argue match, and yeah, they.
All right, that's a good one. Brian says it's real to me. I don't know. What were we talking about?
No, wrestling.
It's real to you and Rich Lucasio. Front door. So thank you, Brian. Jameson says, get this, Ohio State University trademarked and copyrighted the word the as in the Ohio State University. Yeah, that's so lame. The catch, it only applies to that and merchandising. It lets them double dip when suing over non-official merch being sold, mostly larger volume. But you can trademark the word the? That's what Jameson asks. And he says that's messed up even with its situational standing. I agree, Jameson. Really weird. Seems like it shouldn't be allowed. But what do I know? Believe it or not, folks, I am not a legal scholar. I've got enough lawyers in my family. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, you're not alone, Anna. He kind of brings it on himself. Certainly likable on the field, but not so much off the field to many people. All right, we are coming right back, folks. It's the popcorn pick of the week. Let me get this one in. Brian from the 414 says, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, or O.J. Simpson. Can't stand the three of them. I think you got to put O.J. in a different category, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
He's worse.
We're coming right back with the popcorn pick of the week. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network. And this emptiness fills my heart when I want to.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabba. Monica Hale on the social media stream says, for me, it's Tom Brady. For my sister, it's Phil Mickelson. Everybody's got an athlete they hate.
Yeah.
Or Phil despise.
I don't like Phil Mickelson either.
Well, what's so bad about Phil Mickelson? He seems like the most milquetoast guy in the history of the world.
Well, he shot an 8-over today, so he's not doing good at the PGA Championship.
Good. Don't like that guy. That's our question of the night, folks. Who is your most despised or detestable professional athlete? All right. So this is a popcorn pick Thursday night. It's the popcorn pick of the week. And we have to do an audible here because I thought our guest was going to be Abdi Velasco. Well, Abdi did not have the guts to come into the studio. So he sent his wife.
Jocelyn
Flores. This is fun. I'm sorry Abdi couldn't be here, but it's nice that you came by because I've only talked to Abdi once. I've talked to you a few times when I came to get...
He decided to take the kids to soccer.
Rather than be on the radio.
Yes.
This isn't for everyone.
And he's more fun than I am, so...
On the radio or at soccer
in
games?
In general.
Well, I don't know. I like him, but I get a bad vibe from him. I'm not going to lie to you. I would really examine where things are going. I'm just kidding. It's great to have you here. This is
Thank
fun.
You.
Thank you for being here, Jocelyn.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Did you hit any traffic on your way over?
No, it was actually pretty good. It was actually pretty, the roads were pretty clear, so.
All right, good. The Arise and Grind, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening, if you're in the Green Bay area, is literally right next door to WGBW, where we broadcast out of. And that presents a big problem for me and Conrad because we have been downing gelato by the gallons. And hopefully we could probably keep you in business all by ourselves. But it's great to have you. So how's it going? How's the business going?
Business has been pretty well, if I say so myself.
Okay.
I feel like we've gotten overloads of love and support from everybody in the community. So I appreciate
great.
All of you guys. And I just think it's going pretty well overall.
That's fantastic.
It's definitely been a bumpy road, but I feel like it's going good.
Just getting, I mean, I would walk to my car at night and see the workers in there and what you guys are doing and getting it set up seemed like kind of a chore. Even though it was already kind of a similar shop when you went there, now you guys open it up. And what did you do? Like, what led you to opening a gelato store?
So our main focus was a coffee shop. So we had always wanted to open a coffee shop, but our goal was to make it kind of like a Mexican Hispanic theme.
Okay.
And just the fact that we love coffee so much, but everywhere we would go, I feel like we would always complain about the coffee. Like, it was never satisfying for us. So I made a joke to Abdi. I was like, hey, we should open our own coffee shop, make our own coffee. And he took me too serious. He took me way too serious. He thought that because I would make him coffee at home, that I was a barista automatically. And there's a lot more to it than what it is.
Yeah.
But then we saw the opportunity, and we like to take risks. So
good for you.
We took the risk, and, you know, what could go wrong?
No, don't ask yourself that. Just make it
nothing.
Work. Yeah, yes. And I applaud you for that. That's fantastic. So it's Rise and Grind. I keep calling it a gelato store, but it's really coffee first, right?
Yes.
I mean, okay. Gelato is just a lovely compliment. So what did you do? What did you guys do before you? Is this like a side hustle? Or is this your full-time gig now? It seems like you'd have to be here all the time.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a full-time.
Yeah.
But before this, we have two tire shops. We have a tire shop down on Bellevue and Industrial Drive.
Okay.
And we have one in Appleton. So we've been there for 10 years now. So we would do... I was doing automotive with my husband. I would do mainly the front desk because he wouldn't let me do any hands-on. Besides on the wheels when it was time to, like, get them prepped up to sandblast them, powder coat them, and all that stuff.
Oh, sweet.
So I was basically not a motive repair, we could say. Tire repairs, yeah. So a coffee shop is completely different.
No, it's a natural progression, right?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Good for you. So can you change a tire?
Yes, I can. He actually taught me how. So, yes, I can.
So, you would not have to call AAA?
No, I would not.
Okay. Conrad, keep that in mind.
Unfortunately.
All right.
So, if you need your tires changed, you can just call me.
All right. That I might take you up on that. My guest is Jocelyn Flores. She is one of the co-owners with her husband, Abdi, of Rise and Grind, which is right next door here to WGBW. We are broadcasting statewide, too, by the way. So you might get some commuters up from southern Wisconsin just to check out.
Awesome, of course.
So what makes a good cup of coffee? You said you're very picky about your coffee, as am I. I like how I make it at home. There are some coffee shops I can go to. I haven't tried your coffee yet. But what, in your opinion, what makes a good cup of coffee?
I feel like coffee is a love language. So the more love you put into making your coffee, I feel the better it'll taste.
Wow.
And obviously the quality of the beans that you're using, if they're not good quality beans and they've been sitting out for a while, your coffee's going to be bitter. Hmm. So I feel like it all depends on what you're using for your coffee and the love that you put into it.
Wow, that's a great answer. Do you, like at home, when you say the beans, do you grind them yourself at home every day, or do you do it?
Yes, we do.
Because that's the best way to keep like
that's
a fresh.
That's the best way to keep
that's
your
the love you're
fresh.
Talking about.
Yes. Like,
okay. All right. Because I go, here's my problem. I go to places and I'm usually disappointed by the coffee. And there are some people that like diner coffee where it's real, almost tastes like coffee flavored water, you know?
Oh yeah, no.
And I like a rich, like, what is your favorite, like, if you were to buy it in the store, like a brand, what's a brand you like?
When we used to buy our coffee in the store, I would use the, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, the Folgers
yeah.
coffee.
Oh, okay.
But I would add a hint of cinnamon into it.
Oh, nice.
And then I would put it so that it would brew and everything, and I think it tasted very well.
Yeah. So where do you get these beans that you grind at home?
We get them from our local village roasters.
Nice.
So they do all of our coffee beans, and they've been so amazing to us. They're so perfect. I love them.
Oh, that's great.
Their beans are super fresh. They're super good quality. Yeah. So we get it from them.
You're making me want coffee, and it's like 6:45.
Yeah.
At night, so I'm going to hold off on that. But all right, let's talk about, you're here to make popcorn pick of the week. Thank you again for that. So how do you like to watch movies? Do you like to go to the theater, or do you like to watch at home? I know you have kids.
Yes, I do have.
And you probably
kids.
Get sick of watching their movies all the time, but how do you like to watch movies?
Honestly, we like to watch movies at home. I prefer to be home. That way, if, you know, if I want a certain snack, I can make it myself.
Yeah.
just with all the room dark, super dark, blanket.
Nice.
My snacks, cuddle up. My soda. Yeah. Cuddle up with my kids at times. Sometimes I like my space.
Sure.
Too, but.
Do you have a woman cave or something at home?
I wish.
So you guys have to just grab the TV when it's available.
Yeah. When they're sleeping.
Yeah.
I have to fight between either sleeping or watching at least an episode or a movie by myself. So.
Right. What kind of movies do you typically like?
I like, that's a tough one because I like all kinds of movies.
Okay.
So I feel like whatever catches my attention, I do like, I like horror movies.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
But then I get scared at night. But yeah, I think I feel like I like all kinds of movies.
So when you go to the theater, are you kind of open to what's out there? Like Mission Impossible, the last one opens next weekend. Is that something you guys will go to the theater and watch or try to?
Yeah, if we have time, okay. Yeah.
So you definitely. Got three kids.
I have three kids, yes.
Yeah, you got to like save up. For a three-kid movie. Honest to God, that's like over $100 with snacks and all that stuff.
It's like I think there's like a $5 movie night on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah,
I think
are
the
nice.
Tickets are like $5. So
that's
I
the
think
way
that
to
would
go.
Be the only way I'd be able to go.
That is the way to go. So you talked about snacks. What kind of snacks do you have at home when you're watching movies?
At home, I like what we call, they're called churros or chicharrones, what they call them. So it's literally pasta. And you put it in oil, boiling oil, and then it just, like, turns into, like, chips.
Wow.
I'd have to bring you some to try.
I would
really
love some.
But they're really good.
Are you going to have them over here?
I should.
Yeah.
I should. That's a good
idea. I would love
to
try one of those.
I'll bring you some. But I like spicy stuff. So
yeah.
I like to put Cholula sauce on mine and lime and everything. And they're so good. We have popcorn. My kids love True Fruit, so like the chocolate covered strawberries, the frozen ones. So I have to have some of that stuff at my house too.
I'm also fasting today, so everything Jocelyn is saying is making me want food or coffee or something. This is awful. I'm kidding. So let me ask you this: you said you like tamales, or you said you like spicy food. I like tamales that are where I grew up in Chicago. They're like fast food tamales. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
Okay. So you're probably used to the real thing where it's like the really good, like I know I should like those better, but I like these fast food tamales that are spicy and they're just, they come in a roll and I'll have to, I don't know, we'll have to
I've
talk off the air.
I've never heard of the
All
fast
right, I'll bring you one of those
tamales.
If you bring me these pasta chips.
I'll
you're
bring
about.
Them to you.
I'll find a way to get you a Chicago fast food tamale.
Sounds
so
like
good.
A deal.
All right. Very good. Okay, so you like kind of the basic snacks. So are you ready to make the pick, do you think? Do you have something in mind? We'll do a drum roll and then you can give it to us, but I don't want to do it until you're ready.
Let me think. I mean, I could give an advice or a movie that we constantly watch as a family. We watch them all because my kids are obsessed with them. Even though they're like so young, but they're obsessed with it thanks to their dad.
Okay.
But I think I might have a pick.
Okay. Well, let's do the pick, and then I have a couple more Gelato questions for
you. Okay, sounds good.
All right, Conrad, if you please, we are about to get Jocelyn Flores, as owner of Rise and Grind, which is right next door here in downtown Green Bay. She is about to make the popcorn pick of the week. If you please, Jocelyn.
We love to watch Fast and the Furious, the Tokyo Drift one.
Oh, I like how you got specific there.
Yes.
What number, Fast and Furious, Tokyo?
Tokyo Drift.
Drift. What number is that?
Honestly, I wouldn't even be able to tell you because my kids are the ones who always put them on. But for some reason, it always catches our attention.
Okay.
So we sit there, all of us, to just watch it. And we'll make popcorn or snacks and just sit there and watch them all night.
Little family
time.
That's fantastic. I have to admit, I've seen two of the Fast and Furious movies. And they've made like 10.
Yeah.
And they were fine. I don't know that I was the demographic for those films. I think the first few had like Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. Yes. And it was fine. It was a good action movie. But since they've done 10 of them, there are three or four of them that are really critically acclaimed. Like critics love them and say they're really fantastic movies. I don't know which ones they are because I would rent those. But you like this one.
I like that one. Yeah. Because I feel like it has more action in it.
Okay.
But yet again, I feel like you kind of have to be in like the car world in a way to kind of like be able to connect with the movie.
Well, that makes sense. All right. Oh, that's a great pick. And that's a great group pick or something to watch with the family.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So Jocelyn Flores is here. She is one of the co-owners of Rise and Grind here in beautiful downtown Green Bay. They just moved in a couple months ago.
We started remodeling in March and we've been open for about 3 weeks. So almost a month,
So I'm going to ask you about a couple of your gelato flavors when we come back.
Of course.
And then we'll get you back to work because I know you got a lot going on. All
right. Sounds good.
This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Comedy City DePere is coming into the studio at 7:20, folks. You won't want to miss that. They did a fantastic job last time, and they're a lot of fun. When we come back, we'll have a few more minutes with owner of Rise and Grind, Jocelyn Flores. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Conrad, nice work. I forgot I sent that to you. That's Hanson.
Yeah.
From the early 90s. This is funny because when I did this movie, we've talked about it on the show several times, The Godfather of Green Bay that I shot in Marinette years ago. Tony Goldwyn was in it, Lauren Holly, Tom Lennon. We hired a local band to play like a park festival for one of the scenes. It was a big group. And the kid that was the drummer in the band, his name is Sam Picard. He's my neighbor now. And he looks so much like the drummer from Hanson. Everybody asked me, they said, is that really the drummer? Did you get the drummer and Hanson to play in your movie? I'm like, no, not... Hanson is not taking a gig in an independent film at a park scene where they're in the background. But that's how much they looked alike.
You should have said yes.
I should have said yes. Got a bigger distribution deal. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Nightlight. We are cruising through a Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, ladies and gentlemen. You're almost to the weekend. Our question of the night is, who is your most or least favorite athlete, professional athlete? We've gotten some pretty good responses. So keep those coming. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app or the stream. We got some texts on the stream. We'll get to those in just a few minutes. Be safe wherever you are in the state, folks. There are tornadoes lurking about. So hopefully wherever you are staying out of harm's way and listening to Nightlight, where we can interact and you can text the show and tell us what you're thinking. Right now, we have a few more minutes with my guest, Jocelyn Flores, who is the owner, co-owner with her husband, Abdi, who was supposed to be here and bailed.
Yeah, he bailed on us.
Is this going to cause friction later?
Oh, yeah. He'll be in trouble.
Yeah, he'll be in trouble. What is that like, by the way? You guys, you know, you seem like when I came in and met you guys the first time, you were there talking. Everything seemed fine. Is it easier to be a partner in marriage for you guys or in business or both?
I feel like, honestly, for us, I'm sorry if you're watching this, but I feel like we get along better with business.
Okay. You dread going home
yes.
at night?
I was like, no, I mean, not too bad because we just literally get home and just sleep. But yeah. I feel like in business we can connect a lot. Like we both have like that connection where like he'll tell me something, an idea, and I'll like think about it and then give him my opinion and he'll consider that opinion.
Okay.
And if he still wants to do it, he'll do it. And if it does, if it goes wrong, I'll be like, I told you so. Like always.
Right.
But
nice work.
And vice versa. But I feel like we connect better with business. Like we have the same visions. We have the same goals, the same everything when it comes to business.
Wow. So. That's fantastic. Don't mess up that marriage. It could affect your income.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he sounds like he's more or less the knowledgeable tire guy.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But when it comes to Rise and Grind, does he defer to you? Is it equal? How does that work?
I feel like it's been equal. So, like, right now I'm over here at Rise and Grind and he's at the tire shop. But, like, anything that has to do with the coffee shop, I'll consult it with him. He'll give me his opinion, and then we'll like come up with an idea together, or I'll share an idea with him and he'll be like, oh yeah, or you should do this instead or do that instead. So I feel like it's pretty equal.
That's good.
Yeah.
Seems like you guys have a great system, and I'm totally kidding. I would love to have him on the show another time. He's a very nice guy.
I mean, he bailed on us. Do you really want him to bail again?
Right. Well, we'll see. Conrad, how do we make this happen? How do we keep after Abdi?
You just got to keep texting him every day.
We'll do this. We'll go in and we'll act like we're going to order gelato, and then we'll go, psych, when you come on the show, we'll start buying your gelato again.
No, go to the tire shop and do that.
Oh, because that's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, because that's where he is most of the time. Okay. It's a tire shop.
Boy, so. you have a business mind. I like that, Jocelyn. Okay, so a couple more questions for you. Let's talk about your gelato, and I wish you luck with the business. I hope
you guys
are there for a very long time, and it does very well. If you could recommend three flavors to people listening right now, what would those gelato flavors be?
My favorites so far right now have been pistachio, cheesecake, and lemon.
All right, tell us about the lemon, how you were experimenting too. That sounded delicious.
So I like spicy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a spicy person. Like if I don't have my spicy foods, it doesn't taste good to me.
Okay.
So I put tajin and chamoy, which is two different kinds of, we could say like spicy sauces, we could say.
So those are sauces?
Well, one of them, we call them chile. It's a sauce, but then the other one's like powder. The tajin is powdered.
Okay.
And I put it on there, and it tastes so good. It tastes really good. You have to try it. I have to bring you some.
I've had the pistachio, and I might have had the cheesecake. I don't think I've had.
The cheesecake is really good.
Yeah, it's good.
The pistachio it's called an affogato. The pistachio with the shot of espresso is really, really good.
Wow. So, all right, if people only had, let's say they had a chance to have one, just one taste of your gelato, what flavor would you recommend?
Oof, that's a tough one because they're all really good and rich in flavors, but I'd have to say the pistachio.
Okay. All right, good to know. I loved the pistachio too, but I had your chocolate coffee yesterday too, and that was really good. So we've got a text from one of our regular listeners here, Steady Eddie, and this pertains to Rise and Grind. He says, Pete, Conrad, my favorite, most despised NBA player are both on the same team. Favorite, Steph Curry. He is the Baryshnikov of the NBA. He performs exquisite ballet on the hardwoods, fun to watch, and a nice guy. Most despised, Draymond Green. Con man.
Yeah.
I've seen him, in my opinion, accidentally on purpose rake opponents across the face.
He's done that.
He's been ejected from NBA games 21 times. I've been thrown out of a basketball game too, but it was in high school. He says, dirty player with a bad attitude. Steady Eddie. P.S. Don't forget to tell Jocelyn of Rise and Grind about my idea of selling gelato gazpacho.
Oh.
I don't know how that works, but half-melted gelato served in a bowl and eaten with a spoon. I think it would be a big hit. You're welcome, says Steady Eddie.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll definitely keep that in mind and look into it. And
she'll think about it.
Once it's ready and I have it all done, I'll let you know so you can contact him and he can come and try it.
See He's
if
in
it's
Madison.
What he wants.
So we'll have to do like a mail order thing you guys have to do. Darn the luck, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Jocelyn, thank you so much. This is fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for filling in for your husband. Tell Abdi I said hello, and we'll we'll see you probably in a few minutes.
Sounds good.
At the gelato
store.
Thank you
for having us.
You're welcome. Jocelyn Flores, ladies and gentlemen. Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious. That's the pick of the week. We're coming right back. We're going to read some of your texts in the second act, and Comedy City DePier will be here. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.